Hello, everyone. Welcome to the delayed next episode of Absolute Cuts.
Yeah.
So, huge apologies for what happened last week. None of it was our fault for any reason whatsoever.
It actually wasn't for once. Yeah. I've already had a curse going on with the other podcast, which has been a running joke.
Right.
Like, where I've had three guests have technical failures while recording, and then about Bob Hennigan, and then it also failed and recorded. So I had four in a row, and then I had the fifth was like...
Shit.
So I feel like I'm cursed.
Aye.
But
who's
that
Bob
one,
Hennigan again?
He's an Irish comedian from Galway.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then we went in, and the whole back ports of the whole... I can't tell if we've ruined Slauson Humphreys on the road, too.
But it wasn't us.
No, it wasn't us. I would like to get that out there as a disclaimer. We haven't ruined two podcasts in one go.
No.
The whole arse pods, the arse ports of the whole computer were gone.
Yeah, like, I don't, if there's any technical people that can help, if it's still broken, I don't know if it's still out.
Nobody.
Because we're doing this at Ryan's today.
Yeah, I've got comfy socks on.
And we've also, the bricks, because I've been carrying it in the rain, there's a wee wet patch on the bricks as well.
Where is it? The bricks are wet.
We've stuck it up with double sticky tape.
Yeah, so it's a real...
I'm fairly certain Joe Rogan goes through the same kind of shit every week.
The fucking Absolute Cuts experience.
Yeah. And at least we're not wankers.
It'd be grand if we just get a wee chair in here and have some fucking school shooter in. Some right-wing dude. Oh, you know, and I was like, oh, well, Jesus Christ, what do you think of fucking, you know, racism in America? He's like, yeah, man, it's fucking, I see trees, I see elephants. What the fuck is this podcast? Anyway.
There's a Joe Rogan clip that keeps getting suggested to me on, because I'll be honest with you, I don't hate him as much as you do.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed some of the, enjoyed the Tarantino one. And I enjoyed the one he had James Hetfield from Metallica on.
Oh, no, I used to watch the ones with, like, Henry Rollins back in the day.
Aye. There's a clip that's, like, it just gets suggested in your algorithms and shit. And it's some kind of device that Joe Rogan's used where it strengthens your jawline. But it's like, it's like this fucking thing where you put it in your mouth and you have to go this...
Oh, I think I've seen it. It looks like a fucking...
It looks like you're sucking someone off.
Yeah.
But it's bizarre. And then, so he says he's used it, and then it cuts to this guy who, for some inexplicable reasons, in a field, just goes, only 5 minutes a day, and you can get the perfect jawline by just asphyxiating on this tiny plastic dick.
Fuck's sake. TikTok's so full of shit like that.
I know.
I've seen ones where they were like, you know, we'll put like, they're like, oh, you have to shave right up to there. That's where your jawline is. If you keep it lying over here, it's just pathetic. You're just weakening your whole face. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That, you know, it's another urban myth that thing that everyone gets told when you start shaving, that if you shave, it makes it thicker.
Oh,
every time it grows back, it grows back a tiny bit thicker.
Well, yeah.
It's bullshit.
Well, yeah, I've shaved my head loads. It's never come back.
I shaved my dick. And it's still as thin as it always was.
Like a Brillo pad down there.
I was going to say, still as thin as a pool noodle. But they're fucking massive. I'd love a dick of a pool noodle.
Pool noodle.
Just flapping it out. Saving people from the rapids.
Someone drowning in the pool. Give me a pair of scissors now.
Is there a doctor in the house? It's not a doctor, but there is this.
Whipping. You can whip people in your pubes.
So, the computer fucked because all the back panel where you put the ports in, none of them were working. The HDMI, none of them were working, so it wasn't recognizing the screen. The mouse wasn't working in its port.
Yeah,
the keyboard wasn't working in its port. So
yeah.
The whole back of it's fucked. So if anyone knows how to fix that.
Yeah, and also, like, and now we're here, and we're in what I can only describe as the worst chairs for podcasts.
Wicker chairs.
So any movement's like a...
Yeah.
It probably won't even pick up. I hope it won't pick up on the fucking...
The shite sequel. The Wicker Chair.
Oh, God. Ah, the wasps. Wasps would be way worse, anyway.
Wasps?
Yeah, you know, remember in the Wicker Man?
It's a bee,
Wasps would be a worse
choice. Wasps would be, aye. Aye, because wasps are angry.
Mm.
Bees would just try to go on with their day.
You ever been stung by a wasp?
Yeah, a couple of times.
That sounds like the first time I was traumatized.
Really?
It got me in the tip of my baby finger, but it like just made your whole finger go like couldn't bend it. And shit. I was like, what's happening?
Did it just come up and sting you on the finger? See, mine was, I was walking along the street. This was the second week I moved up to Glasgow at uni. And I was walking along the street and I put my hand in my pocket because it was like winter. And there was a fucking wasp in my pocket and it stung me right along the hand there.
It's a nightmare, but
yeah.
A little bees are shite, though.
No.
Bees are fuck. No, which one dies when you sting it?
Yeah, bees. That's bees. It's
bees. It is.
The wasps not die when you sting?
No. They can reload.
Really?
they can fucking double barrel it.
Jesus.
Bees, aye. So, like, this is my thing, right? Bees are fucking shite. We're all fucked. If the bees die, we all die.
Yeah.
Which at this stage I feel like yeah, that's the bees telling us that.
Yeah.
And also, like, their only form of self-defense is literally suicide.
That's true, actually.
So we're all fucked.
That's true.
Like, yeah. We are actually fucked. We're a whole species is reliant fucking on these useless. Imagine if our form of, yeah. if someone hit you in the bar and you hit them back and you very fell
much,
in half.
Very much like the Taliban.
They're Taliban.
Their only form of defense is suicide as well.
The bees are the Taliban.
Bees are the Taliban. The Taliban also. Both also make honey.
Both necessary for the human race to continue.
I don't know whether you've ever had Golden Basra original, but quite delicious and toast.
That's great if that's what they did. They fund everything.
So
Boyne Valley was the Taliban. After all this time, it was been the Taliban have been like a Boyne Valley. Funny to fund everything.
So apologies that this is a week late.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. You can fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm on the defense.
Exactly.
Why don't you fuck up?
Nobody's complained either.
Well, one person.
A couple
just,
of folk have.
Not died. Complained, more like, what the fuck am I going to do now? Which was a nicer thing.
That is a nicer thing.
Yeah.
But in good Absolute Cuts news,
yeah.
our clip went viral.
Yeah.
1 million views.
Yeah, yeah.
For
a fucking. It shows you how bad people's. We had so many funnier videos.
See, this is what, right? I was going to talk to you about this, right? Because I was well chuffed that it happened.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, it is a sad indictment of the fact that it's a clip that lasts 20 seconds.
Yeah, not even.
And it's not even 20 seconds, but it shows a level of attention span. Because I was talking to a guy about social media stuff last week. And he was telling me various kind of things, and he was like, oh, yeah, there's this thing. Like, the thing should start with a laugh. And I'm like, but that's impossible. How are you going to... Because the laugh comes at the end of a joke. Like, that's the structure of jokes. So he's like, even if you edit in a laugh from something else. And I'm like, well, now you're just conning people. And then it shouldn't take too long to get to the laugh, because the average span of someone is they'll watch them for 5 seconds and they'll go, fuck this. And you're going, that's why I like podcasts, because people actually take an hour to just sit down and listen to something.
Yeah, yeah. No, like I said, we have so many funnier ones, but I know when I clip up the ones that are like a minute, I'm like, this one's just for the fans. They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, always like, which is depressing. Like, it's fine to chuck in one every while, but I just, when it went, I would message him, like, there you go, the 12-second one.
Yeah.
I was like...
I find... I don't know, I'm on TikTok, but I don't post anything on TikTok. But
yeah.
I imagine it's similar. Like, the Instagram frustrates the piss out of me, that algorithm. Because what frustrates me is, right, because I've not put up that many clips, so I can't really complain about it. But I've seen some comedians that have been putting up clips for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it takes them ages to get any kind of traction at all. And some of the stuff. And do you know what what annoys me the most is you can put up a clip that is basically just contentious.
Yeah.
Right? I could put up a... Like, you could write... Any comedian, you could write the best bits in the world.
Yeah.
Right? The most clever jokes possible. And they would get fuck all. If you just went on and made a comment about the current Palestinian conflict...
Yeah, yeah.
That would go mental.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you get shitloads of followers from that. Purely because it's something people will then come back and go, hey, you fuck, do you actually realise that? Oh, no, yeah, but you're also... And like, fuck off, man. That's like, it's...
Yeah, it's only when a couple of people complain about stuff and then it just start
Yeah.
Shooting.
Yeah.
Well, look, that's what I feel like. Just right. I feel like in all of our things, we should just wear like t-shirts with a Hamas.
One of us
Hamas flag. One of us
Hamas. One of us a Star of David.
Yeah. What the fuck's that about?
What does this podcast believe?
Us talking about fucking bees. You're like, what the fuck's that about? We just want us to see our bees clip.
Do you know why? You know my real pet hate on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And this is bad to say because quite a lot of our friends do it. I fucking hate that ask me anything shit.
I fucking hate it.
I hate it especially when you see people. I've seen people that do it that aren't even comics. Now, comics I can get because I try to engage with people, right? It's still, I think, a bit. Normal people do it, and it normally starts with, "Hi guys, got a train journey from Cambridge to London, so ask away," right? And I'm like, that train journey lasts about 40 minutes. Read a fucking book, right? Read a book, read a magazine, listen to a podcast, watch a film, watch a TV show, sit and just fucking think, sit and write, rather than this desperate need for attention all the fucking time. Yeah. Why? Why does every single answer need to be met and added with a wee fucking crazy picture that you've taken yourself on the train? You're like, tell me about the worst ever gig you've had, and then there'll be a fucking picture that someone, an adult has sat on a train and gone, and then, one time in witness upon Cunto, I fucking...
It's never ending good, either.
Fucking grow up. Just read. Do something. Anything. Just fucking... You've got games. You've got an entire phone that you can play. You can play Grand Theft Auto on your fucking phone, for Christ's sake. And you're answering some fucking cunt and missiles, but I'm asking you, who do you think's the harder MMA fighter? Fucking... Fuck off. Just, I hate this sanitization of fucking society of where everything's just attention all the time.
It is very much attention.
Like and subscribe. Absolute cuts.
And half of our friends that definitely do this.
Oh, Christ, yeah. I can't even speak because they're doing far, far better than either of us on these platforms. And it's clearly working because they're getting bigger and bigger shows and they're making more money. But
At least
I can look at myself in the mirror every day and hate myself for valid reasons.
At least speaking of good fucking gigs this weekend.
Well, we were in Dumfries this weekend for the start of the tour.
That was fucking great.
It was good fun, wasn't it, man?
Full rooms.
You got to stay at my house.
Was great. Yeah.
Big John,
yeah, came down to drink.
It was insane.
Real Eugene move, that.
So it was. So we get in, we did the gig on the Friday.
Then
we went out, me, Ryan and Sarah Watson, who's running the gigs and running the tour. We went out and we went to a place that anyone that's in Dumfries that listens to this will know. It's called The Hole in the Wall. And it's...
Well, that was a fucking experience.
Do you know that video of where you see... There's like a video that people put up on social media where it's like the most bizarre bar in the world, and it's like the middle of the afternoon and just various different things. It's like a fucking David Lynch scene where there's like a dwarf comes in at one point and there's an old man dancing, but he's dancing with a scantily clad chick, and then like a fucking cunt in a unicycle comes past, and it's just like...
It's like
the bar in Star Wars, right? That's what The Hole in the Wall was like.
It was fucking wild.
It's underage folk right the way up to absolute... On their last days, pensioners.
There was two or three people there in the corner, like trying to shake their hips, and I was like, "You're going to pass away."
Yeah.
IV drip with them.
And then
a couple of 12-year-olds.
There's karaoke every Friday and Saturday night, and the guy that does the karaoke, he was pretty good actually when he sang. He was really good, but he looked like he'd stormed the Capitol.
He had
a proper mullet on the go and a black t-shirt and one of those wee moustaches.
And he just stayed up on the stage too.
Yeah.
Even when the others did karaoke, he was just sitting.
Yeah.
Drapes himself over the amplifier.
Yeah.
Go on, just fire on.
The best two performances were a woman got up twice. She had a crutch, so she got herself up twice. And she was a good singer.
Yeah.
And she did was it Paradise by the Dashboard Light? The Meatloaf.
I didn't
song.
Know the song. Yes, it yeah. was Meatloaf. Yeah. yeah.
And halfway through, she just started making up her own words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then was going, I don't even need the fucking words. just freestyling Meatloaf.
What a song, drop a beat.
But the best one was this oh, young
it's
lassie.
The fucking now, best thing I've
ever
seen.
She must have been, I reckon, no older than 18.
Yeah.
And she got up and did what we think is a Dizzy Rascal song.
It was, it is.
A Dizzy Rascal song. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. So she was doing a Dizzy Rascal song, and then during one of the instrumental breaks, she just goes, this was goes out to all the fallen soldiers on Remembering Sunday.
Oh my God! So yeah, this one's a little shout for all those people that have lost their lives.
Oh my God!
I'm a baseline junkie. I like to make it funky.
This one's for all the baseline junkies in the Flanders fields.
Oh fucking hell! God almighty. Tiny tempo for those people that died in the Somme.
Oh, it was funny.
It was. That was it wrapped up. I went, there's the cherry on top.
And then we went to a shite nightclub that used to be great, and it was just grim.
That one, the last night?
The venue.
Yeah. That was it. Sticky floors.
Aye. And then we went home, so we get in about 3, and my dad suddenly appears in a dressing gown. And goes, do you want a pint? Or do you want a can? And I was like, all right, I'll take a can. And then he kept producing Kit Kats.
Oh,
every can got...
A Kit Kat with a can? Yeah. A Kit Kat and a can. I love Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you, you're the fourth one. I was like, I better put that one in the pocket for
it
later.
It was a hell of a shout from John.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But it was the fact that he got up at 3 to drink with us. Like, he'd been asleep. He'd been to his bed. It's not like he was sitting up there watching a film and we happened to come in, so he went, I'll join us for a drink. He physically got up to drink.
Yeah, it was a power move.
It was great.
I was so dying the next day.
Aye, I felt like
absolutely
shit.
Fucking barely recovered. I was trying to keep alive on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
The nightclub on the Saturday night as well. Was that the same one?
That's totally different.
What's
one.
That one called?
That's Chancers.
Chancers.
That's great. Chancers for Dancers.
The guy was like, can I check in your bag? Mm-hmm. And we had all the podcast stuff. We couldn't even do the podcast and end up. But remember, he was just like, what?
Yeah,
so much equipment. He was like, "I'll just put it in here."
Exactly. He put it in a wee cupboard.
I'll put it in a cupboard. You can't be walking around there with grand worth of fucking goddamn stuff. I love the and then God, that was there was two people basically riding in the corner.
So it was shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But a whole group like around them watching it as well.
Bouncers.
Aye, the two bouncers.
The bouncer went to get the other bouncer. Goes, look at this. Two people are up to the fifth rib here.
Oh, God.
There were some of the characters. There was, again, old people. Remember that girl that tried to dance with me and your dad?
Her
boyfriend went to the toilet. We must have been away 30 seconds. She was like, I'm so bored.
Yeah. I've totally forgot that, yeah. Oh, my
Dad's
God.
Dad's like, no.
What a...
No. He's like, no. He's like, go on, will you? And he came back like 4 seconds after spending the 30 seconds of us turning her down. And then she went, here we go. Hey! And I was like, fuck's sake.
Oh, something else, man. Yeah. But we should probably get to...
We got to get to the film. We've done 18.
Right. This film, which I feel bad about because we've not... It's taken so long because this is arguably...
It is one
of the best films ever made.
Yeah, it's the best one we've covered. We've covered. It's especially the best we've covered.
So it's your choice.
Yeah. It was given to me by old Terry Bernard.
Yeah, and it is
The Goodfellas.
The Goodfellas.
The Goodfellas.
Ryan keeps calling it The Goodfellas.
I put a "the" on it.
Yeah.
The X-Men. It really takes the sting out of it. Goodfellas, which you have. Came with the shirt.
Yes, I bought this shirt for Vegas actually. And I quite like these bowling.
They're nice.
I mean, they're bowling shirts in America, but they're darts player shirts.
They're multi-purpose.
It's very loose. I remember watching The Sopranos and seeing Big Tony sitting in these, and I was like, that looks comfy as
perfect.
Fuck.
And you didn't tell me.
No.
You didn't tell me, did you? I come out like a fucking. Sheep shearer, you fucking, for a Goodfellas podcast.
I'm Henry Hill while he's in the mafia. You're when he's in the witness protection program.
Thank God you said his name there, Henry Hill. I would have forgot about that.
I don't know where we start with this film. I think we should take it chronologically. Is that the word?
I'm going to start with one thing before we get into this, because I think it's important here that, because I've watched this like 2 weeks ago now, but by the time we've done this, do you remember there was a part where they had some of their some of the gangsters' names?
I've got that bit as well.
You've got it.
Right, let's start with that. Right.
But this is a bad one, because I don't remember which ones are real now. I've put out a list of fake and real, and I know you've got ones too.
I didn't write new ones. I've got the actual official ones. Right.
Perfect.
So I've got the official ones, so you can tell me if... Right, that's a perfect way to start. So this is the scene, they're in the Bamboo Lounge, and it's very early on, and they go into is this a bit where he walks Karen through the back in the kitchen?
No.
No.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's before the scene where he does the, the funny scene.
Yeah, yeah, so it is, right. So they're going into the club, and... He's talking about how they're all a family and there's so many people about it. And then he starts... Henry is really odd, starts introducing all the people that are part of the crew. And some of them are incredible.
So
right.
I have fake ones, and I looked at it there just thinking, like, I forgot which ones are real. I was like... Well, apart from the first one where I have Marky Dick Lips. I reckon Marky Dick Lips isn't real.
Right, wait a minute, I'll find it. Right,
so am I going to tell you ones and cross-reference it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get... Because I've got them in a big article that I found, but I'm going to try and find if there's just a list of them all.
Like, that's the... Because there's so many introduction scenes. There's the one as well. Remember when everybody's called Marie and Polly?
Yeah, Paul and Polly.
Polly, yeah. Pete. And they're all called Marie. That's a great scene too. We're going to start this one. The film is
I can't find a list. So right. Just wing it through them, and I'll try and find them.
Right, right. We've got not Marky Dick Lips. Right. Frankie Carbone.
Frankie Carbone. Yep. Yeah, give you that.
Carbone.
Guy with the big hair.
Yes.
Dies in the meat freezer.
Very funny looking dude. Yeah. That's like he was only ever going to be.
Yeah,
he must have walked in. He must be an actor anyway. But imagine when he walked in, he went hired.
Yeah. Oh Christ! What other parts he playing?
Like he can only play the dude from what do you call it in The Simpsons? Arnie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. his scenes because him and Pesci get teamed up quite a few times because when they kill Maury, they have to go and dispose of the body.
That's
and
right.
He's trying to start the car. And Joe Pesci's like, what the fuck is taking? And he's like, and he's still warm up. He's like, warm up? Yeah, fucking car, you fucking prick.
Do they kill, that duo kill Samuel L. Jackson too?
Yeah. Mm. He's one of the first ones. But he doesn't get killed because everything's coming down. He gets killed because he ends up getting high and falling asleep and losing the truck
that they use for the heist.
Samuel Jackson, he gets his head blown off.
It's another one of them films every time I watch, like Jurassic Park. I go, Samuel Jackson's in this.
Yeah.
Lost his head and his arm in them.
Yeah. Right, Frankie Carbone you've got.
Yeah. Fat Andy.
You have got Fat Andy. Who's Fat Andy? So Fat Andy is not just introduced as Fat Andy. He's introduced as Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy. I don't know why we don't get introduced to Mo Black. We just get introduced to Mo Black's brother. And I don't know why we have to know Fat Andy's Mo Black's brother.
Great. We've got Fatso Calabrese.
He's not one, no.
just put pasta, a pasta sauce at the end. Or what about Mikey Spaghetti Bolognese?
Michael Francesi is
We've got Mike Francesi. That was the next one I have. I've got Ivan the Greaseball.
Ivan?
All right. The more I say these, the more obvious which ones aren't real.
Right. So that one is... So Frankie the Wop, right?
We've got Frankie the
Wop. Frankie the Wop, right.
Well, but, I did not make that one up.
No. Here's the thing I've got with that one, right? So... Again, in we had the, what was the film we had this with? Oh, we had this with fucking White Chicks as well. Whether we're allowed to say these words or not.
Yeah, right?
Because WAP is a racial slur yeah. towards Italian people.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But
yes.
they say it in the film, right?
Oh, God, you've got the click. You've counted it.
What?
Have you counted the WAPs?
Would you?
No, not the amount of WAPs. I meant the Italian.
Well, like a census? No.
I meant how many times he said the word, not counting the WAPs. That's the most offensive thing we've said. How many WAPs are in this film? Fuck's sake.
My point about that was, right, so it's an Italian slur. So he's Frankie the WAP, right? But they're all Italian. Right?
Yeah.
So this guy must have been so fucking Italian that even Italians are going, this guy's too Italian. Like, how fucking Italian? He's more Italian. Frankie, though, this guy's a
no, fuck's sake. So Ivan the Greaseball's fake.
Yes. Right.
Snake Eyes Pete. no. Jimmy Choo's.
Jimmy Choo's.
No, that's the shoe guy. Sorry. Jimmy two times. He's real.
I'm going to go get the papers.
I got Big Bruno the Butcher. It's getting ridiculous. I'm out now. Who's the other?
Jimmy two times. The Gareth Gates of the star. Jimmy two times. Nicky Eyes. I'm assuming because he wears glasses.
Yeah.
Mo Black's brother, Flat Andy. The only one you didn't get was the very first one, Anthony Stabile.
Oh, Anthony Stabile. That's a good one. I remember that name. Yeah. Now.
He's a member of the Gambino crime family.
I think Fatso Calabrese could have passed as a real
one.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, most of them could have passed.
Ivan the Greaseball
might not have.
Oh, that's very funny. Marky Dicklips.
Oh, we didn't get Pete the Killer.
Oh.
Again. What a fucking name.
Pete the Killer.
They're all killers.
What does he do?
They're all killers, but this guy's such a killer.
It means they basically went above and beyond their call to actually get the nickname.
Yeah. Pete's killed the most folk.
Completely unnecessary.
He's become more Italian than everybody else.
Oh, fuck me. Fat Andy's the fattest.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. Alright. But what a choice, yeah.
Right, so
I had a Goodfellas pizza watching this, by the way.
Oh, did you? I don't like a Goodfellas pizza.
You know what? They're
bang
on average.
I don't like them at all. Mm-hmm.
No interest.
Do you know what's a mental thing? See when they go to after they kill Billy Bats.
And, which one's Billy Bats now?
So Billy Bats is go names. Get your fucking shoe shine
box,
right?
Yeah.
So that's after they kill him and they put him in the trunk and they need to go and chop him up. So they go to Joe Pesci's mum's.
Yes.
Who is Scorsese's mum in real life.
Nice. Didn't know that.
So she's great. So she wakes up, like my dad, she wakes up.
Oh my
makes up in the middle of the night and goes, do you want a Kit Kat?
Do you want a Kit Kat?
Hey, you wanted a Kit Kat.
Yeah, oh God. Your dad was trying to make me bacon rolls a lot.
So he was. I was trying
so
to
that's
bacon
the same.
Rolls
she
day.
Bought, she bet yeah. him, she made pasta.
She makes pasta, but then De Niro puts tomato sauce all over it. And he does it. He does it like this.
I love that.
The coolest way I've ever seen anyone put ketchup on anything.
Have you ever seen people do that before?
No.
I've seen that. That is, I'm not going to jump in here, but Irish people do that a lot.
Oh.
Like, because it used to be the bottle ones rather than the squeezy ones. Aye. And they get it out.
I've never seen it before in my life.
You know?
I would normally brown sauce in the tea,
the Dubs.
One of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like a fucking one of those fuckers.
Yeah, yeah, don't go.
Okay. Do you remember?
Knock yourself out.
There used to be an advert with Matt LeBlanc in it where they were trying to get ketchup out of a bottle.
No.
Never seen this. So it's like a glass ketchup and he's up the top on a roof of an apartment building. And he puts the ketchup on the ledge and then balances it with a brick. And he's got like a hot dog and he runs down all the stairs. And just as he gets down the stairs, he does that and does that. And it's like,
oh, I don't fucking remember that.
They were like, that's how long it takes the ketchup to come out because it's so good and thick.
Do you know that guy as well? Speaking of adverts, that guy that they killed, what do you call him again there?
Who?
The dude that they killed in the back of the boot there.
Billy Bats.
Yeah. He used to do insurance ads. Do you remember that?
No.
They must have been in Ireland just.
Wow.
Isn't he? It's the same actor who got his head squished in The Sopranos.
Yeah, yeah,
reversed
yeah.
the car over.
Yeah.
Aye. Him. He used to do adverts and insurance in Ireland.
Wow. He's the same actor. He kills Pesci in Casino. Gets his revenge.
Oh, yes.
Battles on my baseball
bat. Yeah. Oh, fuck aye. Yeah. Fuck aye. Yeah. Aye. Aye, he's good crack. That was great. That was very
violent. The scene is just incredible.
It's too hard. Like, there's so many scenes. Like, most of the fucking goddamn film's brilliant.
Aye, I know.
What's your favourite one then? Here,
my favourite scene, the Bats one, is good because it's got the fucking shoe shine box. It's so tense. I love the fact that... I love it when Henry is clearly trying to defuse it so much and Billy Bats is going to De Niro. He's like that, well, I know the kid, I'm just busting his balls. You know, I didn't say anything, I didn't say anything. And then De Niro's like, well, you know, kind of said a few things.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's
kind of wound him up a little bit. And then De Niro's so fucking ferocious when he's stamping his fucking head. And see when Billy Bats says, go get your shoe shine box, Pesci would go, motherfucking mutt! You know? There's two. This film, right, is Pesci as an incredible, one of the best swearers in any film ever.
Yes.
Because I've never heard someone use the word prick more threateningly than he does. He always like, yeah, fucking stuttering, yeah, motherfucking stuttering prick, yeah, yeah, when he kills Spider. He's like yelling at him, don't make a fucking big deal out of this, blowing the kid's foot off. That, and De Niro is the best person I've ever seen a film that's asking someone what's wrong with him, right? What's the matter with you? What the fuck is the matter with you? What's the matter with you? He says it all any time.
So aggressive.
Oh, it's so good.
I think mine's De Niro at the bar with the fucking Sunshine. Not Sunshine and Leaf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool, aye. No. Sunshine and Leaf. Yeah, yeah. Sunshine and Leaf.
Sunshine and Leaf. Can you imagine that fucking song in that? Like staring at fucking...
My heart was broken. That's a weird choice. Sunshine and Leaf. Sunshine of Your Love.
Doja Cat.
I like the scene. I find the scene where they go to Pesci's mum's very funny.
Yeah, it is.
Because she
make a wee joke about it, don't they?
Because he's like saying, I'm gonna take this knife. I'm gonna take this knife. She's like, what do you need the knife for? It's like, we hit a deer. I got soft. It's what do you call it? It's foot. It's foot. And then De Niro goes, the hoof. The hoof. And then she brings out this painting.
She didn't even bring it out.
What did Pesci bring it out?
No, she doesn't even fuck it. She had it. She just goes, oh yeah, here. Behind her chair, she fucking, she anchormanned it. You know, he has the jazz flute.
Yeah.
She just goes, oh yeah, I got this fucking down by the chair.
Pesci's like, I like this one. Because one dog's looking one way, the other dog's looking the other way. And this guy's just like, what the fuck you want from me?
Fucking amazing. Oh God. Yeah, that was amazing. I wish I had a narrator.
Aye.
For my whole life. You know, like the...
What a grim job that would be. Your narrator.
Five tonight at Monkey Barrel. But he always did his time. He didn't get paid much, but he met it last. they proper overkilled on your man too, and he killed him in the boot. You know, they thought they'd kill him anyway, and then he fucking stabbed
him. And then he stabs him, and then De Niro shoots him twice, just again, for good measure.
May as well wreck the car as well, while they're at it. Oh, sorry, the funniest scene in it is the absolute fucking age gaps that are clearly... I've written down here, like, 20-year-old... He's like, he's 28 years old, Robert De Niro.
I know.
45. And then they try and say that Ray Liotta and Joe Pesci are kids the same age. And
yeah,
I was like, this is a fucking mess.
Yeah, yeah. Aye. De Niro initially was going to play Henry. And then he said to Scorsese, he was like, I'm too old. I'll do Jimmy.
That's good.
Yeah. Because he was way too old to be Henry.
And I worked out, Jesus Christ, I can't even imagine anyone playing Henry now. Like the other
one.
Yeah.
I know.
No, fuck that.
No. Liotta's fucking incredible. He never really did anything of note after this at all. He did Copland. He was good in that.
He's done loads of things where he was pretty decent films. Somebody's just going to like read out his IMDb, but he was never like the star of them all.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go, like, oh, he held Smoke and Aces together.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, he's in that as well, yeah.
He's Cocaine Bear.
He's in Cocaine Bear. That's
like... But I mean, like, not to that level of like Oscar winning.
But he didn't. Do you know what won So, let's talk about the Oscars. Do you remember this one?
No, no idea.
I think it's only one. I think it was only nominated for six, and the only one that wins it is Pesci for Best Supporting.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Gave one of the I think he gave the shortest speech ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, basically it was just, he was just like, thanks very much for this, and then he fucked off.
Like, good man.
But, so De Niro, neither De Niro nor Liotta were nominated, which is insane.
Wild. That's wild.
De Niro was nominated that year for Awakenings, the thing where he's like a doctor.
I like that film.
But, because I don't know if anyone has ever been nominated for Best Actor twice for different films. I don't know if that's ever happened.
Oh, that's bound to have happened, are you sure?
I don't know. Has anyone ever given that good, too good a performances?
That they've won twice?
No, no, I don't mean won twice. I mean in the same year, they've been...
Oh, the same year?
The same guy's been nominated twice for different films. I can't think of anyone.
No, I can't think of anyone. That's going to be fun. That's going to be something mental, though, when we check it out.
That would have been the one, like... Because De Niro deserves to be nominated. Liotta definitely deserves to be nominated.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Scorsese lost and was gutted.
And how the fuck did... Who did he lose to?
Do you not know what won this year?
No.
1990,
isn't it?
It would be 90, yeah. Yeah. Dances with Wolves.
Oh, fuck off. Man, I fucking hate the Oscars.
So that was...
Fuck,
that was
fuck.
That was like... Best Film, and Costner won Best Director for that. Disgrace.
You know what? Do you know what? When I more think about it, the losing Best Director is actually worse.
Yeah,
than the film. Like, obviously, the film is definitely should win, but even the directing...
It's fucking insane.
I mean, it's pretty much... I used to do, like, film studies and stuff, and, like, most of it was... To show how good it was always like The Goodfellas, Gladiator for set design. And then it was always Goodfellas, Gladiator, and 2001 Space Odyssey.
Carry On Doctor.
Yeah. Ernest Goes Camping.
that's all they won, and it's insane.
Fuck's sake.
Because, I mean, Liotta's fucking. Even the scene, the famous.
Gacked up.
Oh, he's gacked.
He's brilliant. Gacked up. He looks gacked up at all times.
He's the best interpretation and portrayal of anyone coked out of their mind ever.
Yeah,
a helicopter and his face. But do you know what I noticed in that scene when I was watching it? Right, he starts tanning it at about 5 a.m.
Yeah,
because he runs you through everything he's got to do for his day. So he gets up and then fucking straight line out, and then he's got to go and sell the guns, and then he's got to come back and make the meatballs for the... But like, he's got to go and get his disabled brother out of the fucking...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's just like...
Keep fucking stirring that sauce.
Like, he's cocked out his mind the whole fucking day.
She's very underappreciated too. What do you call her? Bracco? Lorraine Bracco?
Oh, aye.
Is it Lorraine or Lorena? But anyway, Bracco.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Sopranos too. She's probably the best person in it.
Aye.
But like... Again, just excellent.
She wakes him up with a gun in his face.
That happened to me a few times.
You know, it's a good scene. See after the cops raid the house.
Yeah.
And she's like running upstairs panicking and slitting all the coke and flushing it away.
Yeah.
Because he's given it, he's hid it in the kitchen cupboard, right? And then when he comes back.
Oh,
And he's like, she's like, "Where's all coke, Karen?" And she goes, "I flushed it away." "Why did you do that, Karen? They would never have found that."
Found
and
it.
I'm like, "Why is in your kitchen cupboard, you mad cunt?"
It's like the first place you would check.
That was all we had.
She just breaks down. I was like, "You do it." I felt like chopping it. You did the right thing. You did the right thing. That was all they had. Why'd you flush the coke? Because the FBI were here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Checking the house. For coke.
They've been following you a helicopter all day. Why wouldn't they check the kitchen cupboards?
Nobody, you mean you can't be mixing that. That's where the bleach goes. Do you reckon you'd ever make it as a maid, man? If you had the...
I
think you'd make it as a maid. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't know, I'd quite like to. I reckon I'd fairly quickly get intoxicated by that lifestyle.
Well, yeah, I hate that. You join every gangster, all the gangster films, there's always two mad cunt Irish.
Yeah.
I'm Irish. There's only one of us Irish here. There's two of us.
Yeah, De Niro's Irish in this. I am, because Liotta's, he's part Irish.
He's distant Irish.
Because that's why they can't be made.
Yeah, yeah.
Pesci can, because he's like, you need to trace it back to Sicilians, which I found this out, right? Because I was searching, because I was wondering about, like, is this the best mafia film? I think it is.
Probably, yeah.
I think this is better than Godfather.
Yeah, yeah, I prefer The Godfather. But I mean, like, yeah, it sounds stupid. I just think they're quite different.
Well, they're very different, yeah.
But yeah, I do. I think that I would definitely enjoy this more than The Godfather. But Godfather 2, actually, to be honest, I think it's probably better than the first one.
Yeah. I was trying to think what the last, like, gangster mafia film was.
Gangster mafia film. I mean, there's been some fucking dog shit ones.
But no, but to...
Not Public Enemies or
to clarify
like that.
Modern day, like, right.
so not
a period piece. So this would be American well, this gangster. Is kind of still a period piece, I suppose.
It was not even the same type of.
Because I think it's because I don't think they'll exist anymore because the mafia don't really exist at all.
So like, yeah, it'll be a period piece from now on.
Yeah, like 60s, 70s, 80s would be the prime period for the mafia as an organization.
Right, if somebody calls you, I'm a gangster, you're like, fuck off, dickhead.
Yeah, exactly. But a gangster now, if somebody said you were a gangster, you'd be one of those fucking pricks, like Top Boy.
Just,
they'd think they
were
a fucking gangster, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. IRA. Just IRA members reckon they're gangsters now.
But yeah, I don't. I wonder if you'll get mafia films at all.
Somebody's
anymore,
bound
which is
to,
a shame.
Somebody's bound to pull one out.
Yeah.
You'd hope so, but I don't know who's going to do it either.
I suppose The Irishman, kind of. But again, it was set in a particular time.
Fucking hated that film.
I don't mind it.
I didn't fucking hate it, that's harsh, but
it's long.
I'll never watch it again. I'm like, cool.
Ah, yeah, it's one of those ones you go, right, I've seen it now.
Yeah, it's the same as Killerman, to be honest.
Yeah. Whereas this, I reckon I've seen.
You don't get bored of this. I can watch it 100 times. Honestly, one of the best scenes of all time is the walking into the Coco Cabana.
Through the kitchen.
One continuous shot through the kitchen. Can't fucking. Yeah. That's.
There's no need for it either. It's literally Scorsese showing off.
It was pure show off. But like, it's so good.
Because when they go up, Henry basically takes her, and the whole thing is like, there's this huge line waiting to get in.
Yeah.
But he already knows the doorman. So you would have got straight in anyway. Yeah, and taking it, but he decides to just go through the kitchen, and it's
a power play.
It's a power play from him, but it's a power play from Scorsese as well.
He
just goes, "Look what I can fucking do."
I can't. There's like one or two people in that kitchen that are so good at acting, just doing shit. Because you know, like sometimes you see people trying to do it, and you're just like, somebody trying to cut an onion, going,
"Yeah,
just starting it."
These people are
halfway through a shift.
Yeah, yeah.
Like half the food was already half made or fully, rather than just be like, well, you know, film now, start doing stuff. Yeah perfect. Yeah.
Have you ever cut garlic with a razor blade?
Oh my God, no, just my wrist.
Cut your wrist with garlic?
Garlic presser. Come on.
Just in case a vampire ever comes to take
you. Yeah. No, that I love that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I never remember that from the first five or six times I watched the film.
Really?
It's such an iconic scene now.
I properly remember
comes
that
up my TikTok
massively.
All the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, every fucking day I come across that scene in TikTok. It comes up and just like...
Oh, that's absolutely phenomenal, that bit. Like,
melting away in the pan and all that.
Oh, fucking amazing.
Not like me. Like clunks in a jar.
Don't even peel it. just the whole bulb.
I had it with a mallet once in the pan. Drive it in. Do you know that she freaks out, by the way, and says, like, who do you... You know, she gets angry with him after... When she stands him up. This is actually just before the Coco Cabana scene. You remember she goes out and starts shouting at him for standing him up?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, who do you think you are, Frankie Valli?
Frankie Valli, yeah.
That's why there's no gangster films from current times. Because the reference wouldn't be cool.
That's true.
Who do you think you are, Megan Thee Stallion? Like, what? What's a cool person you could say now?
I don't think you could say.
Because you could be like, other people, who do you think you are, James Dean? They're still from that time. You could be, who do you think you are, Brad Pitt? Might work a bit, but sounds a bit.
But then that's Shania Twain.
She's already killed that.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. There is no cool people anymore.
Who do you think you are, Timothy Chalamet? No, I don't actually.
Thank God. That's a good point, actually.
That's it. I just can't think of anyone.
That bit where I love the bit where the dude that she that lives across the street from her, and he's obviously tried to touch her up, and then Leota just goes, I just fucking pistol whips him.
All bad. Like, that's utterly, really good.
Like, just destroys the guy's face
actually
with the butt of a gun.
Actually looks like he's actually hitting him too, which is
yeah
hard to do.
Yeah.
Especially with a pistol in your hand.
Yeah. Proper red flag, that. Like,
yeah.
Like, if your new boyfriend pistol whips your neighbour.
I know some, but most people I see on TikTok, again, and the one that comes up and saying, it's like all women on there loving it.
Oh, aye. Oh, it's like, that. Oh, aye.
They're like, I would hide the gun.
Aye. Yeah, that's fair.
I would hide the gun too.
Aye, that is fair. That is fair.
It is a red flag, though.
What else have you got?
Well, there's I can't remember where they are. Remember the time they were like, it's like you died. It's like, was it? It's like you died. It's like you were born. No, what? Yeah, it's like you die and woke up in Jewish heaven. I was like, what, Israel? Soon to be the Gaza Strip if they get their way. Cheeky bastards.
Is that the...
I don't know where that is, actually. Where
is that not the scene where she goes to meet all the wives and the...
Oh,
ugly as sin.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
She even comments on how bad they are.
They all fucking stink. She doesn't even say that, but it is that kind of fucking... God.
The soundtrack is... Because I was telling you, I listened to this
yeah,
and I drive back through the night, and the soundtrack's got, I think, 47 songs on it. And you go, that there's no way, but then you go, there's so many tiny snippets of songs. Because when he's in the car and the helicopter's following him, there's like 5 songs in that scene, because he's obviously just flicking the... It's made to feel like he's just flicking the radio back and forward.
Oh, great.
Some of them are just... Like the Layla.
Yeah, yeah, bit, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To just have the... Just have the kind of, not the balls, but the kind of genius to go, I'm not going to use the...
Yeah,
I'm going to use the outro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Who's ever thought I'll use the outro to a song? And the fact that he made sure it was an exact... It was the... He timed the scenes so that it was the exact same time for that song to start and that song to finish. It's... Oh,
hard to do.
Beautiful.
Must have been sitting in the fucking...
Utterly genius.
Must have been in the old studio for a while. Yeah. I love the way, by the way. Oh, that's right. I have one here written, right? And I just have, never rat on your friends and always shut your mouth. And I was like, you could do well taking that advice. never rat on your friends and always shut your mouth. Fucking stupid.
Right, I'll go through a few. Cause
By the way, you know the. By the way, just because I know we already talked about this before. You do that. Do you know the part where they beat the Mueller and all in the bodies in the car? Mm. I just thought that that's an amazing way. The police, if they found out, like, if they, you know, work this out,
mm-hmm.
they're like, they stop for spaghetti in the middle of the burying the body. I was like, nah. We must have got that wrong.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
throw off so many people. I'd throw off
throw
me as a juror.
Aye, it would, aye.
Stuff for spaghetti.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I know what you mean. Aye. The fact that they have to move it as well.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
have to dig it up again. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, what I was going to say was, because we love it so much, right, what your favourite scene?
The best... I have De Niro, to be honest, with the... that was a great stare.
Aye.
I mean, the best scene probably is the Coco Cabana, but I'm just kind of changing
aye.
It away. But
I'm going to go Billy Batch, but...
You going for it?
I'm
yeah.
going to go with that.
Shoe Shine.
Favourite character?
Oh, definitely fucking... what do you call him? Hairdo? Arnie.
Frankie Carbone.
Arnie Pie in the Sky, is it? Or... I have two people. I have Disco Stew. And Arnie Pie. Yeah, Arnie and the... Yeah, yeah. That guy, born for the role.
Aye, that is absolutely brilliant. So it should be favourite character outside of the main folk. But would you count Polly as the...
I love. Oh, he was great.
I quite like him.
He was great.
I like the way he goes.
He was fucking excellent.
And now I gotta turn my back on you.
yeah, Polly. Is he your favorite?
I think he might be if we don't count him as a.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who I noticed as a wee cameo? See at the end when they're on probation. Do you know who De Niro's probation officer is?
No.
The guy who plays Jigsaw in Saw.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Is that, I would never have caught.
But it flashes up for one, and he's just like, all he says is like, have you got your papers or something like that? And that's it, and leads him through. But I was like, yeah, fucking.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Who was it, by the way, in the film that was like, they're asking for the steak, and he's like, medium rare, and he goes, oh, an aristocrat. There's a scene in it where he goes, he's like, he's trying to put down the steaks. He goes, ordering a steak or something, and he just goes, medium rare, and he goes, oh, medium rare. Oh, no, it's in the fucking prison. You know, he's making a...
Oh, yeah.
He goes, how do you like your steaks? Oh, he goes, yeah, medium rare. He goes, oh, yeah. Fucking aristocrat. I realized, because you ordered a medium rare steak when we were eating on the weekend. I was so tempted to just be like, fucking aristocrat. I wanted to keep it for this.
What a favorite line?
My favorite line is probably, I mean, it's probably that, in fairness. I would say that the aristocrat, that's the one that for some reason I was like, the aristocrat. But like, I mean, there's the fucking funny how, like a clown, obviously. Or
shit like
that is probably. Yeah. What are you going for here?
Favorite line, probably the one he does as he wakes up on the day of it.
Dave. What? Oh, oh, you fucking stupid cunt, Ryan. No. How the fuck did that? Jesus. That's an absolutely perfect joke.
Nah, mine is the. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, it's a good way to start a film.
It's cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's like starting to...
Just freeze frame properly. Oh, it's just fucking cool, like as, man.
It's like he's doing an essay.
Yeah.
I have a shout out for the fact that when they're trying to show off, after all the coke money, when they're trying to show off how nice the apartment is.
Yeah.
And they had this big shite wall with the shittest television in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like...
It looks like Ron Burgundy's flat.
Telling you.
Yeah,
a lot of Ron Burgundy going on.
Or the bit when does she not like hit a button and something, or the TV comes out or something like that?
That's what I mean. Yeah. The wall, but and it's just the worst TV.
It is like the bit with Paul Rudd and Anchorman when he hits it and all his colognes come out and it goes wow.
Sex Panther.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Anchorman Goodfellow crossovers. The Muller with the jazz flute.
Yeah.
Painting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hell.
And quick shout out as well for Spider.
Ah, yeah, there's a lot. It's obviously, a lot of Sopranos. Yeah. Like, there's what? Bracco is in it, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's.
There must be some of the other gangsters must have appeared in Sopranos at some point.
Three, anyway, at least, in my head. In it.
That's a great bit.
And Jackson.
Spider just turns around and goes, "Oh, what, Tommy? You go fuck yourself." Then it's De Niro. Oh! What's the world coming to? You want to let him get away with it?
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck is the world coming to?
That's great when he goes, I'll fucking dig a hole. You think I haven't dug a hole before?
You think it's my first hole?
Yeah, it's like, this is my first hole. And fairness, Joe Pesci is excellent.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
It's my fucking first hole.
Right, last question. Is there anything you'd change about it? Is there any bit you don't like, or is there anything you'd change?
Oh, well, first, is there anything I don't like? I mean, no.
I was racking my head. Brains.
No, I hate Maury's face.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to.
Yeah, you are supposed to.
So that's done the job, so no, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah. I forgot how bizarre Maury's wig advert was.
When he jumps in the pool. Back.
And then he's just got two chicks beside him.
It's excellent. I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change anything about the film, really. I wouldn't change anything. But what did you say now? What was the other part? I would have changed my favourite part. No.
Just is there anything he didn't like about it?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd love to film instead of like Ray Liotta, have The Rock. Totally destroy the film.
Yeah,
Imagine every scene it was The Rock instead. Ah, drinking tequila, punching the head up, waking up with a gun in his face.
No, I don't. I can't think of anything I would change either, actually.
Now, here's the one, though. Who's the horny guy?
Oh, now
this might be because
I had what I had for it was Liotta.
Okay,
right, for the bit where he's at his girlfriend's. Is it Janice that's his girlfriend?
Yeah,
she turns up. Remember when Karen turns up with the kids? It's fucking hard. She turns up with the kids at her apartment and is ringing all the doorbells. She's like, I'm going to tell everyone in here, the woman in flat four is a fucking whore.
Yeah.
Get your own fucking man.
Yeah.
When she's showing everyone around and all her friends are there, his girlfriend, and then she takes him into the bedroom. And then he wrestles her onto the bed, and then they all run out giggling. And there's just that other chick that ends up being like the one
Sandy, the ones that cuts up a coke.
I don't know, actually.
I've seen her before on like the Green Room with Paul Provenza. So she might have done a bit of comedy. I don't know. I'll check that.
But
out.
It's the fucking look, the predatory look that Liotta gives her, where he's like that. You're getting pumped. Like there is literally no choice in this. This is now happening.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I could think of because there's not a huge amount of.
The only ones you could have had was maybe the gun turning fucking your one on when he pistol whips. She's like,
we've not had a wee horny chick. Oh no, we have.
We did have a horny chick.
Lisa Kudrow in P.S. I Love You. We have a wee horny chick.
Could have been. Remember, he's like, he's trying to get the double date. It could have been Pesci, kind of. That was not too bad, though. So what a tiny fucking lady.
Yeah, he gets so angry at him. What the fuck have I asked you to do? What the fuck?
I don't even fucking hear what I fucking said. That was excellent.
So we're coming to.
Brilliant.
Can you believe that shit? You stuttering prick, yeah. You motherfucking stuttering fucking prick, yeah.
Oh fuck!
Aye. That is a good shout, actually. Pesci, he's trying to get his hole.
Yeah.
Even when he's what is it that? Oh, remember he gets really angry with her because they're talking about Sammy Davis Jr.
So dumb.
And she's like that. Oh, I mean, you can see why women fall for him. And he's like, you gotta say, I know what you're saying. You gotta watch sometimes the way you say some things. People take the wrong way.
Oh God, I'm so uncomfortable. It's good. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, those under time that's like the deal. Oh,
there's always that
insulting them just a little bit. You said
there's always that like because that's in like everything. They just hate black people.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's a couple of choice.
I'm just coming like True Romance. I'm thinking in my head because you know there's a couple. Oh yes. Like everything's got like that. Like oh yeah, don't be.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah. Oh, there's
don't
a,
be
that,
fucking pushing.
There's
it.
A couple of choice.
And you're like, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, class. Utter class film.
Best film we've done.
I'm glad we managed to make some funnies out of it because I thought it would just literally.
Sometimes when we get the films, I'm always like, it's either one. I worry about the brilliant films, and then I worry about comedies because they already have the joke.
But it hasn't actually
stopped us at all.
Well, next week we have what I think is a class film, but I think there should be plenty to talk about because I've watched it. So it's our first, I'd say, kids film.
Yeah,
which is going to be interesting.
We fucked the recording up.
We're going to be watching The Goonies for the first time. So. There's some bits, because I've watched this with the kids a couple of times, and there are some bits in this that you go, how in the name of fuck is this a PG?
Genuinely.
Right from the very off, how is this a PG? So it should be class. So cheers for listening. Cheers for everyone that shared that clip.
Yeah.
I've got one more tour date left of this year, which is this coming Friday, the 17th in Aberdeen. So if you're a fan of the podcast and you want to come along to that would be class. Yes. You
Well, I was about to fucking plug the roast battle. It was last night.
It was last night.
Yeah, it was last night. What am I doing up to Christmas is just gigs. I'll be doing gigs and the thing. Just go on the Instagram. Aye. It'll be weekend gigs all around the fucking
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you'll see all our stuff on if you follow us all on that. Yeah. But apart from that, thanks very much. See you next week. Cheers.